Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the Mercy in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
You see, Julie and I have a very
open
music, please.
Soul, funk, hip hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this. And more.
Thank you.
really bump that thing. You ain't really bump that thing. You ain't really bump that thing. Count that up, count that twice.
Double count.
You ain't really bump that thing.
No.
You ain't really bump that thing.
Stop flexing.
You ain't really bump that thing. So stand to fuck with that tonight. Is you private? Is you private?
Is you private?
Is you private? You private? Is you private? You private? Bitch, I died it. You private? You ain't really bump that thing.
You ain't had a whole bag.
Whole thing.
Roll running. Got a baby in the bag. Got my money out the trap.
Run, 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 run.
Put a strap.
Crash. I'm about to cash. I like my money fast. I keep that fast.
Don't spot it.
In the check, I won't respect your bitch giving me neck. Passenger seat at the vet. My whole team don't fucking flex till our very last breath. You can believe that's the fit. You don't wanna be in debt, so you better have my bread. Or I'm loading up the leg. Come to where you lay your head. I see you made your fucking bed. Should've listened to what I said. Wanna be a hard head instead. Now your t-shirt is all red. Nigga, you dead.
You ain't really bump that thing. You ain't really bump that thing. You ain't really bump that thing. Count that up, count that twice.
Double count it.
You ain't really bump that thing. You ain't really bump that thing. You ain't really bump that thing. So stand to fuck with that tonight.
No today and tomorrow. Roll runner running up a couple hundred miles. Running up a couple $100. If you buy me, You can follow. No, don't for the rounds is hollow. When the same as in the AR, bitch, I'm about my paper.
Is you bad it? You bad
it? Is you bad it?
Is you bad it? You bad it? Is you bad it? You bad it? Bitch, I bad it. You bad it? You ain't really bad that
life. All my niggas bout that life. Price on your head like lights. Pull the hammer, won't think twice. Set your ass up like a heist. My mouthpiece is so nice. Bitch, don't speak, I'm not polite. Talking money, then I might. Light the L, I just took flight. See your chick, she chose that sight. So you know I laid the pipe. Now a nigga wanna fight. Roll the dice, gamble with his life. Now he up with Christ. Made his ass a sacrifice. Pussy nigga ain't about that life.
Yeah, know who it is. It's the God Hey Rule, and you are tuned in to another exciting episode of Explicit Content on Tweety V Central, Loud Talk Radio. It's always kicking off the show. I'll give you a little piece of my mind, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to even get a dude in the airtime as far as mentioning his name, but I believe life gives us a lot of teachable moments, as they say. So it's like this. I don't care if you're a billionaire, millionaire, trillionaire, or Johnny off the block. If you don't surround yourself with good people, you're going to look foolish in a lot of situations. So take the interview of the present owner of the Clippers. You know, we'll say temporary because it's kind of getting to a point where it's no doubt that he's going to be forced out. But it's like if he didn't sit down and have a discussion with somebody before he did his interview, if he didn't speak on a few of the things that he was going to talk about or discuss, then everybody around him, advisors, et cetera, need to be fired. If he spoke on those things and they allowed him to go on that show and do that. And that's a problem with a lot of us. We surround ourselves with people who have a tendency to agree with us no matter what we're talking about. It's like, you know, real people, man, when they really care about you and really honest with you, they're going to tell you, man, that what you're saying is stupid, what you're doing is stupid, how you look is not exactly cool. the way you conduct yourself and the way you behave is not exactly cool. I don't need nobody to tell me that if I want to, you know, eat glass and spit on people, blood and stuff like that, that it's cool or it's a good look because I'm trying to change my image and look more gothic or look more, you know what I'm saying, credible. In a gothic type of environment or something like that. It's like, it's not about that. It's about being the authentic you. Person that you put out there is all that people have because they don't know you. It takes time to get to know you. So how you present yourself is what people see. Point I'm making, be sure, man, that you hang around with people who have your best interest at heart, not their own best interest, not people who will benefit by you making money and doing good and being successful at any cost, because it's not costing them anything. At the end of the day, when your star burn out, they gonna still be standing. You know, they got a lot of cliches floating around, but the best one, fuck with the people that eat out that cold can of beans and top ramen and shit with you. Then you can share your steak and lobster. Not to linger on the point too long, moving forward. I guess I got to touch on it, man, because everybody talking about it, man. The situation with Jay-Z and Beyonce, man, with Lil Sis taking off on them. I'm not even really laughing at the situation. It's more one of those type of things that you ask yourself questions that, to me, haven't really been asked. It's like, why was she standing there? What type of woman would allow her sister to put her hands on her man? What type of woman would think she could attack a man? What type of man has put himself in a position where a woman feels as though she can attack him like that? What would you have done? You know, the first time she was pulled away from him, you know, that was the past. The second time she came and attacked him again, what have you have done? Would you have defended yourself? Would you have reached out and struck her? Would you have held her and restrained her yourself? These are all questions that I find myself asking, and I'm curious as to what your answers would be. Me personally, I don't feel that she would have came at me like that because I don't present myself in a fashion in which people would likely believe they can attack me or strike out at me, you know, without repercussions. Not saying that I hit women or nothing like that, because really I don't. I don't think that I could actually be with a woman that would stand back and watch her sister attack me and look shocked and surprised either, though. Because I feel like in a relationship, that is a person's responsibility. I'm not going to watch my brother attack my woman, and I don't feel that a woman should watch her sister attack me. People can say it's not the same thing, man, woman, whatever, but to me it's exactly the same thing. I guess the whole Bonnie and Clyde thing is like, I'm your Bonnie sometimes in certain situations, if it's not too tough, if it's not too hectic. Maybe she didn't want to, you know, get her face marked up. Maybe she had a photo shoot or something coming up. Whatever the situation may be, I'm not even really tripping off of the drama because we don't know what goes on in their relationship, so I'm not going to speak on the what, why, and all of that. I'm speaking only on what actually did happen. You know, moving on from that, before we get into some music, I guess today is the real Ray Kells. Y'all can go over there and follow him on Twitter at The Real Ray Kells. That's K-E-L-L with a Z. But what I really want to talk to y'all about, man, is over here in California, man, a little boy was attacked by a dog. You know, he's minding his business, riding his bike in the front yard, and funniest shit in the world, man. I'm going to post a video over there if I can find it on my Facebook page, and maybe I'll tweet it out to y'all. But of all the things that come to his rescue was a cat. The cat came and charged and crashed into the dog and chased the dog away. So I guess the world is upside down when cats are protecting people from dogs. We're going to get into some music, and we're going to come back and talk some more, man, and see if Ray Kells is in the house. DJ's choice, man. Go on and spin something for me.
The fly.
Baby, this jail.
I explaining how much that I love you. And I know you love me too. I'ma drop all them groupies for you, and that's cool. I know we make each other mess on time. We gon' let that get in between each other. We gon' keep on ride for each other. Yeah. Hey baby, that's chill. They feel it between each other. It's real, it's real. I'm going by the world just to give it to you. I'm gon' ride for you. I die for you. I kill you. I swear I still for you. And if you stay here long enough, we'll have some children too. Hey, just chill. Hey, baby, just chill. Yeah. Fly. I told you I'm gonna do you right. We're gonna last forever, no fight. And you can come around with me. You can buy whatever you see.
Show at 646-200-3860. Press 1 and join the conversation if you have any questions for me or any guests ever on the show. Just call in. Ray Kills, if you're on the line, press 1 and we bring you on in. But, you know, I mean, been having a lot of conversations with a lot of people about a lot of things this week, and I plan on discussing them all with y'all today because, a whole new world out there. You know, I think it's time that we start discussing something that's more real about what's happening in our lives right now. I want to discuss how the internet has changed the concept of what being in a monogamous relationship means. I mean, you have people who say that, you know, flirting with a person in Australia, if you're in a committed relationship in Los Angeles, not really cheating, you know, a little sex talk in the inbox is not really cheating. You know, having a Twitter wifey is not really cheating. You know, exchanging numbers, pictures, Kick, Facebook, Oco Space, etc. is not really cheating. You know, what happened in the inbox stays in the inbox. I mean, I'm not one to go for popular concepts or cliches. So, not to knock popular belief, but hey, it is sex. So stop making the memes with, you know, would you rather have head or sex? Take both the same thing. You know, if you're getting some head, you having sex. And so it's like, don't be surprised if the person that you with is spending so much time on Facebook if they got somebody else in their life. And I mean, it's like, if you find yourself in a relationship in which you communicate with somebody online more than you communicate with the woman or the man in your life, then it's like, hey, that's emotional infidelity. It's like a lot of these new concepts that we have or we embracing or we allowing to infiltrate our lives or leading us down a path that is going to constantly cause bullshit. You know, on the same note of the internet thing, it's like, hey, you know, some nice looking ladies, not so nice looking ladies, some maybe it's a lady, maybe it's a not on the internet that, you know, get a lot of likes to their pictures and a lot of stuff like that. You know, I tweeted that out today. You know, a fact that you need to understand is if you set thirst traps, you know, pictures that are provocative in nature, designed to garner attention, and you get that attention, that don't call a dude thirsty because he say hi or he say it's a nice picture. At the same time, don't play hard to get to the extent that anybody that really wanted you has decided that it's too much work or that you're too high maintenance, and then be surprised when all of the individuals that you are involved with are extra thirsty, extra stalkerish, extra emotional type of people who, why you not texting me back? It's 9:30. You didn't text me good morning. What the hell is going on? All of these things you're doing and you're setting it up for yourself. So, you know, I mean, be conscious of what you do. Think about the repercussions and the outcome. All right, I guess, you know, Ray Kills is in the building. You know, if he's on the line.
Yes, sir, Ray Kills is in the building.
What's up, what's up?
What up, Hero the God? What's happening with you?
Yeah, this ain't you, man. And, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man. Welcome to the show, man. For those people who don't know who the real Ray Kills is, why don't you break it down and tell everybody who you are?
Well, man, the real Ray Kills, real stage name Ray Keller. Born and raised in Chicago, down here in the FLA right now, trying to get things going for my label, Dream Seeker Records. I had my producer on Tweety Bird show last week, L's in the Flesh, you know, but just down here trying to get things happening, man. Got an album I'm working on right now, getting ready to drop, you know, and it's, you know, everything I'm about in the music, you know?
That's what's up, man, you know what I'm saying? So let's get things going, man. You say you from the shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It's a difficult environment, man, to try to rise up out of, man. Why don't you tell us what your upbringing was like, man, and how you, you know, got to this point?
I mean, it definitely is, you know, that typical Chi-Town living you hear about growing up in the city. But I kind of had it different on both sides. You know, I grew up in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You know, end up having run-ins with the law at a young age, you know, did some time in juvie. You know, all that good stuff that comes with running the streets, you know, actually got taken in by another family out in the suburb, you know, due to difficulties at home. And, you know, but you can take the hood out the home. You can take the homie out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the homie like they say. So, you know, kept running into trouble here and there, but finally got my head screwed on right. You know what I'm saying? Got into the music biz about 6.5 years ago and been rocking ever since, man, just trying to, you know, help the next person realize their natural obsession and do something right.
That's what's up, man. I'm feeling that, man. So is your upbringing and your experience in life reflected in your music?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, pretty much, you know, a lot of the stories derive from, you know, a lot of the music derive from real stories and, you know, not only personally, but other things that I, you know, experienced in life or other people that I know may have experienced. You know, it's really about, you know, trying to inspire and uplift, you know, so that, like myself, somebody else could maybe see that there's light at the end of that tunnel. So really, yeah, everything that I do is, I mean, life, everything pretty much in the music. You want to know Ray Keller, listen to the music. Straight up.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So, why don't you tell me, man, like, about the Paper Boys and what that was all about.
Oh, the Paper Boys. Yeah, that was, you know, that's how I originally got started with my man, who actually, you know, going through some things right now with his little situation kind of locked down. But my buddy Derek Johnson, we called him Money Johnson, actually got me going in the music game right after I finished playing a little college ball. I mean, I used to always rap, play around as a youngster, but really got serious with him, and we formed a little group called the Paper Boys out there in Illinois. And you know, he really got me going. We made a couple mixtapes. Then we had a little falling out, you know, when I had got myself in trouble, locked up again. Had a little few issues, but nothing major. Now we're going to go over now. But, you know, we ended up having a fallout. But, you know, we made some good music. It was a good experience for me. You know, and I still got love for my boy, you know, still writing them to this day. So, you know, that was that's really how I got going in music with that group, the Paper Boys.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know, a lot of people have fallouts, man, breakups, or simply like moving different directions as far as the music game is concerned. What would be some of your advice you would have for individuals that are involved in like groups or what have you, and maybe have like, I want to say, like solo aspirations, but not necessarily want to break up the group, but may have like some things that they want to do on their own.
Well, I mean, I would say, you know, just always keep in mind, you know, if you are in a group, the group members that you're with. And, I mean, I think the most important thing is keeping an open line of communication. I mean, you know, like you say, people grow and they grow in different directions, want to do different things, you know, outside of, you know, maybe what you started doing. I think the number one thing is just keeping an open line of communication so that everybody's always aware. Like, you know, I mean, coming back to that drawing board, you know, having little every three to six month talks about, you know, making sure everybody's still on the same page. Because, I mean, if you could go for a while, you know, not having that conversation, and next thing you know, somebody off doing something off the Richter scale, and, you know, it'll catch you on the blind side. So I think just keeping an open line of communication, you know, in front about what you want, what it is you're trying to do. I mean, you can't go wrong if you do that, really.
Man, that's good advice, man. And I advise everybody to take that. So, in the same token, man, it seems like you got a lot to say, man, with regards to that, and you have learned from your experiences. How hard was it for you to keep doing what you was doing after the group separated, like as far as getting your solo thing started?
I mean, truthfully, I just really started focusing all the way in on my solo because with starting up the label, I was really kind of in the mode of trying to manage. I mean, I was always focused on the solo because I always wanted to put out a project, you know, to kind of tell my story. But, you know, I was still in that mode of kind of managing, you know, really want to be a team player, you know. I'm kind of more of that LeBron James type. I want to dish that assist because I feel like, you know, it's easier if we network together and collectively come up. But, you know, it was – so at the start it wasn't too difficult, but as, you know, I went along and, you know, more people started dropping out and this and that, you know, it kind of became a little bit wear and tear, you know, where you want to kind of say, okay, what am I doing here? But then it just gets to the point where it's like, you know, it's all on me, you know what I'm saying? So – I mean, it was difficult, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's something I want. So, I mean, there's no quitting me. So, I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah, I feel that. So, you chose Dream Seekers as the name of your label. I mean, what does that mean? You know, what is that about?
It's funny. I mean, there was two options. It's funny because at the time, you know, I was doing some things, you know, a little on the illegal side, let's call it what it is, and, you know, we're kind of making music and involved in that whole turn up, you know, lifestyle, whatever, especially coming out of that Chicago area. But it was either between Dream Seekers and Sabad Records, which stood for Sell a Bitch a Dream Records. Obviously, we didn't want to go with that one.
Nah.
I mean, Dream Seekers was just much. I mean, it was something that we all were striving for at the time. you know, we were all looking to, you know, make these dreams come true. It had a nice ring to it, and just, I mean, I would honestly just have more global appeal, so.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm really feeling that, man. So, you know, I don't know whether your, you know, your parents are alive still or what have you, but, you know, if they could look at you now and, like, hear your music, you know, what do you think they would think about where you at now as far as a man and as far as the type of music you make?
My parents are alive, biological, adoptive. You know, on the biological side, I guess I'd say they probably look at it, you know, with a little bit of nervousness, because what I talk about kind of, you know, reveals some things that went on in that era. But also, you know, probably with a little bit of awe, knowing that, you know, regardless of, you know, the upbringing and the childhood, you know, still coming out on the other side and being able to focus in and do something on the constructive, positive side. I mean, just adopt the parents the same way, because, I mean, even with all their help, I was still out there running wild. So, you know, kind of probably more of a feeling of relief that, you know, I'm staying out of trouble.
For real. Okay, okay, that's what's up, man. I'm really feeling that. You spoke about a lot of people that, you know, have drifted in and out of your life as far as the music game is concerned. It's like, how do you view that? A lot of people hold grudges. You know what I'm saying? It's like, would you have a problem, like, working with them again or down the line, or do you see them, or do you still communicate them, or what?
I mean, a lot of them I still have, you know, here and there communications with. Actually, my partner from the Paper Boys, I still write them. Just got a letter from him last week, actually. In the beginning, it's kind of difficult because it's all, you know, we all human. We build up those walls a little bit. But over time, I mean, I'm always putting myself in other people's shoes and trying to look at everything from every angle. So, you know, I can sometimes understand and feel where other people are coming from. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, that's why I said it's about that open line of communication, because, you know, I'm not perfect at it all the time. I try to, you know, be as best as I can. But, I mean, as long as you communicate and letting people know up front, you know, what the deal is. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't get too upset or really hold grudges. You know, life's too short to hate. So, but, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I work with them, you know, have worked with them. I guess the more recent ones, I still need to get over that. But as far as anybody,
yeah,
can, you know, a little bit will go, no, it's no grudges, man. I ain't got time for that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's how money works, man. I mean, business is business. And with that understanding, it's like things work out a lot better. It's not personal. You know, if you step your game up, or if you got your mind right and you want to do some business, we can do some business. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
As long as you don't owe me.
That's it. That's all. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if you've grown a little bit, progressed to a point where we can, you know, like you said, do business and communicate well, then so be it, you know. We could sweep all that other stuff under the rug.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that, man. I mean, it's like a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people take stuff personal that they really shouldn't, when most things are business, especially in a game or industry that's business. You know, you say you're starting a label. I mean, what is the focus, like, of, you know, what is the purpose of the label? I mean, the direction you're trying to take it to.
I mean, really, you know, the vision that I had overall was really just to kind of create a vessel to do good music. I mean, you know, we understand, you know, we work with a DJ, several DJs, you know, trying to get into the club, trying to get people ear. We understand that compromise. I understand that compromise, but, you know, at the end of the day, the overall vision and goal for Dream Seeker is to put out inspiring, feel-good music. You know, nothing really necessarily degrading or, you know, anything like that. Not for calling. I mean, as references to certain words, nigga, bitch, but not in the manner of trying to degrade or anything like that. But it's I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm past that point of, you know, downing people, period, or, you know, putting out anything that's just not progressive or conducive to making safe money. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so you feel an obligation to be more, like, I don't want to say politically correct, but that's because I don't think that's the direction that you're trying to go, but you feel an obligation to not be degrading in a sense that your daughter or son or
exactly.
child would
right.
be able to
exactly.
like what you say. Yeah,
exactly.
I feel that.
I used to make that type of music. My nephews run around singing it all day, and, you know, now I make, you know, more positive type music because, you know, I still got nieces and nephews out there having to deal with that Chicago madness. So, I mean, for me, it's just, you know, taking on that person who looked and say, okay, I'm not going to abandon my responsibility anymore to society. You know, and I think, you know, we all specs on this earth, you know, so if everybody play their little part, you know, do what you got to do to make it a little bit better. But, I mean, that's to each his own, you know what I'm saying? I don't knock nobody for doing what they do, but for me personally, it's just what I try to do.
I mean, that's a different lane. I mean, I respect that because a lot of people have a tendency to say, well, I talk how I talk, and I use the things that I use as references to the lifestyle that I've led. So it's only right that I say bitch and nigga and, you know, and I use these terms in these ways in order to express the point that I have. And I think that it's rare nowadays to find somebody that won't, like, fall back on that or use that as an excuse. Because
right.
what I find is, man, is, like, a lot of people trip off me for saying it because I'm not as active as far as, like, religious as I should be in my life or spiritual as I should be in my life. I'm working on me as well. But it's, like, I find that the Christian rappers tend to have a deeper content in their music because the profanity is not there. I find
right.
that. So a lot of the rappers that don't even use profanity at all, their content is because they have to search deeper for a word. You know what I mean? You have to, like, search deeper for a way to express a thing because profanity, as we all know, it prevents you from using your word. And we start replacing
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff, a lot of different things be with motherfucker and that shit. You know, that
Absolutely.
Shit covers, like, a thousand different things. So, you know, I
commend
you for that.
It's hard to turn out a whole album when you only using one or two swear words the whole damn album of saying nigga once or twice. I mean, you know, if I wanted to make music every day and just dish it to the people, then I'd do that. But, you know, it's, you know, we try to put a little bit more substance to the songs, man.
That's what's up, man. So, I mean, you speak about a journey, man, and struggle. It's like at the end of the day, man, if you don't get a platinum album or you don't get an award or none of the basic little, you know, signs and symbols of what they consider to be successful in this country, would you still consider yourself successful, and what would it take for you to consider yourself successful as an artist?
I mean, I really just take that simple approach on it. I mean, you know, I redefine personally what I feel success would be in this music business. I mean, success for some people is, you know, being on TV and being at all the award shows. I mean, but for me personally, success is being able to travel, spread good music, do something I love, and, you know, potentially, you know, earn a living off of it, entertaining and giving people good music, not just entertaining, but, you know, leaving them with an empowering message and, you know, kind of getting my story out there with the hopes that it'll, you know, save some other little kid from, you know, going down a necessarily unnecessary dark path. So, really, I mean, it's all about how you define success, and, you know, I define it on a little bit more simpler terms these days. So, yeah, for me, I mean, I'm not too concerned about, you know, what the pundits may have to say or give me a rate. It's, you know, as long as I can go out there and put a smile on somebody's face like we be doing when we rocking these shows and getting standing ovations and, you know, people wanting to buy CDs, you know, I know we getting through. So, you know, that's success.
That's That's what's up, man. Well, you know, we, like I said, man, if you're listening in, that's 646-200-8360, man. You want to holler and ask a question.
Hey, Boo, we got callers. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We got callers on the line. I don't know what's going on with the communication on the back end, but we do have callers on the line that want to come in. I don't know if they want to ask questions or what. So I'm going to pull this one in. 7961 is the last four of your digits.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Somebody
hit you. Hi. I was just calling because I'm a big fan from Chicago. I just have some questions.
Say what?
Yeah, I've been following for a long time, and I just wanted to ask you something, like, how could you compare your fans from Chicago to your fans that you have now in Florida?
Well, I mean, it's really no comparison. I mean, you know, the fans back home, I mean, they love me down here, but I think the fans back home really, you know, were the catalyst to this whole thing, so they hold a special place in my heart. So, I mean, I really can't compare the two. I mean,
well, are the fans treating you guys good? Like, how is
the atmosphere? All the fans treating us great down here. I mean, they showing us a lot of love. You know, every time we outside do a show, do a performance. I mean, like I said earlier, they giving us standing notes. They want to buy CDs and, you know, get involved and know what's going on. So, I mean, it's been a lot of great Southern hospitality down here.
That's good, because it's not the Chicago. We missed you guys.
Oh, yeah. We will be back. We'll be back. We actually try
you
to
always are. You always are. Very cool. Well, congrats, and I'm listening to your show, so continue.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
No problem.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. Caller, don't be no stranger. You want to tell anybody who you are? Shout out to
I think that's my girl Christy for sure.
Yes, I love you.
Turn up. Love you too.
All right.
Take care.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. All right. Yeah, that's one from, man, back in the Paperboy days. I mean, she been down since the way beginning.
Since the early days. I mean, that's what's happening, loyal fans, man. That's what's happening. So, you know, before we come back, man, and get into a couple of more callers if they're on the line, man, we got three songs submitted here. You got Not I, and I think it's Live Love and Made It. Which one
do
you want to jump up first?
We could probably go ahead and dive into Not I. While the people read it, they can make sure they check out that video on YouTube. Shout out my mans and them, Marco Simmons, Fivefella. Make sure y'all check out Camera Shot Productions out there. Yeah, he shot the video for this and the Live Love. So, yeah, we can go ahead and kick it off with that one.
You can tell us a little bit about it, man, while we're waiting for it to spin into action. So behind Not I?
Not I, man, it's just one of those songs. The hooks is all, you know, can't forget about those lost close to me. They say prison where the young black's supposed to be, not I. Basically saying, you know, I'm not going to keep falling for the tricks of the trade, you know what I'm saying? You know, we know it's a push out here in this country sometimes to keep the bottom feeders on the bottom, and it's just time to wise up, smarten up, and say, not me, not today. You know what I'm saying? I'm a overcome. Pretty much.
That's what's up, man. So we're going to jump into Not I and come back with Ray Killer and chop it up a little bit more.
Yeah. DSR. Come on. Dream Seeker. My days dark, my nights even darker, thinking about all the bullshit my country's got to offer. Being raised in the U.S. as a young black male, we talk to people, women, and create a crack sale. And niggas never fail, we with it every time. And me, I won a million, I was known to do a crime. But we all gotta learn that intelligence is earned. If we ain't trying to teach ourselves, why should others be concerned? I'm talking to the mirror, my vision getting clearer. Yeah, I can see it now, got my goal getting nearer. But with it come the demons, the skeletons be screaming, got me penetrate the scene. That's why I don't sip the lean. And I don't pop the molly. Just another clever way to how you tweaking out your body. Getting cared out the body. Unconscious and cuffed. Whatever happened to the days when just we was enough. And a little bit of liquor for you, nigga. If you pissed you for protection, why you finger on the trigger? Pointed at a figure trying to get it for his fingers. Only adding to the stigma that was just a bunch of niggas. Stay boy, call the bus. Walk 100,000 miles so we can act a fool. Hit the club and go wild. You ain't gotta like my style. You ain't gotta like my flow. But you really need to know. Heaven ain't the only place that you can go. You reap what you sow. Better fruits of your labor. I'm biting into your brain with the tooth of a saber. All praise to my savior. Satan calling me a traitor. But I don't give a damn. I'll holler at him later. Gone.
Forget about those folks close to me. They prison where the young black goes to be. They forget about those.
And what he did for me was stunning. I'm getting to the money just to give it all back. To people that people forced to get it all cracked. What you think about that? Why you riding in your lag? Dropping pretty girls all down by the track. This ain't about being black. This about being smart. And an entire generation that refused to play their part. No love, no heart, be the motto. Bang, 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 give a damn about tomorrow. Till it's you feel a sorrow in the rush of that pain. Cause your homie got pop, not a fire's in your vein. Another man's playing another tale untold.
Keller, man, it's your boy Lamar, man, all the way from Toledo, Ohio, the 419, man, showing much love.
Oh, what's up, big dog?
Man, I'm hanging in there. I'm at work right now, you know what I mean, getting in there. I know you shot me the text. I'm like, man, I got to show Ray Keller and the Dream Seekers movement some support, so definitely giving y'all a shout-out, man.
Hey, that's what's happening, bro. I appreciate that love right there, man, for sure.
No,
I mean,
no doubt, no doubt. You got it, man. You keep on staying positive, man.
Yes, sir. You know I got to hold it down.
All right, man. We take it easy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, big dog.
Yep.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Having your fans call in, man. Your people call in and support you, man. That's how you maintain the movement, man. So, we got a couple of more songs here, man. We got this Live, Love, and Made It.
We can go ahead. We'll do we'll spin that Live Love next again. My man Fly Fella Marco shot this video, Camera Shot Productions. Had to go back home to do this one in Chicago as well. Had to get the little nieces and nephews involved in this one, man. It's just a tale, you know, about a young cat trying to do the right thing, getting caught up in the streets and you know, having to figure things out and figure out what he want to do in life. Sound a little bit like myself, but we just storytelling raps. You know what I'm saying? So just another one of those positive joints trying to get the youngsters to think straight.
That's what's up, man. We're going to jump into this Live Love and come on back, man, with some more Ray Keller.
We all go through hard times, struggles, obstacles. It's about overcoming those obstacles, those struggles.
Only 13 when he learned the boot, and as his then he was blowing on the buzz. He ain't had no role model, so he rolled with the thugs. And yeah, he sold drugs, but you couldn't blame him. He remember how the girls wouldn't let him sing them, cause he ain't have paper. He was that prize, took the soap, they was tossing women, generated fries, till he had pies. Applejack Knox came a long way from three hot meals in the cot. From standing on his block of two his hip up in the snow. A-Rab kept yelling, hey, get from by my soul. But what they didn't know was he ain't give a damn, little badass. Pocket full of white sand, but you live, you lose. Live for the moment till your ashes in your urn. You live, you lose. Was the hardest growing up, just wanting to be one of the Mr. Carters. Shined out of Weezy, Kanye and Jeezy. The rapper game easy, but shorty didn't believe me. All you gotta do is zone in, focus on your craft and take the path for real grown men. Plus I don't wanna see you in the pen, so here's my phone number. Hit me up when you really need a friend. Never got a call, instead he tried to ball. Kingpin of the streets until he ran into a wall. I heard he had a fall, and all the king's men couldn't tally up a bond to get him out of that jam. It was back to call a fam, sisters, brothers, aunties, cousins, uncles, mother. And it's a damn shame, could've had a life of fame. Said he chose to play the bad guy and live a life of pain. But you lose, you lose. Live for the moment till your ashes in your urn. You live, you lose. Push it to the limit till your ashes in your urn. You live, you lose. Live for the moment till your ashes in your urn. You live, you lose. Push it to the limit till your ashes in your urn. Come on.
Listen up, cause tomorrow ain't promised. I'm staying leveled on my feet, I'm feeling so self-conscious. My thoughts roll off my tongue about how I'm not trying to experience living my life like a bum. Trying to shine like the sun, but in my mind life was ran by the gun. A black hole in the midst of the sun, can't see the light cause the night's begun. Into the world like a newborn son. Now I'm learning to become the one who stays conscious and visions beginning. Even though life is short, it is still the beginning. Run this race to be living, life is still full of sin. Please believe we still human in this life that we live in. Man, we kill each other, brothers from different mothers, friend or foe, people fighting the hustle, though, man. Hey, but I'm as calm as a sea. I sit back and relax, put my mind at ease. So
you lose, you lose. Live for the moment till your ashes in your urn. You live, you lose. Push it to the limit till your ashes in your urn. You live, you lose.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back in the house with Ray Keller and the God Guru on explicit content. If you're listening in and you got questions, you
want to talk to somebody, call that 646-200-3860. All right, man. It's been a pleasure, man, having you here, man. So I got to ask you, man, before, you know what I'm saying, let you go. If you could work with anybody in the industry, man, you know what I'm saying, living or dead, who would that be and why?
Honestly, it just has to be Tupac. I mean, a lot of my, you know, listening and inspirations come from that man. And, you know, so, I mean, sounds like a simple, almost cliche answer, but it had to be Tupac.
I mean, it's not, it's not that at all. That's right. That's what's up. Okay, now. I always add a part two to this question because that's one of the basic questions we have over here on Tweetyverse Central, because we like to know, you know, the focus and the mindset of the people. Now, here's my addition to that question. If you could work with anybody, dead or alive, rap, singing, I mean, rap, rock and roll, you know, R&B, opera, whatever, just for your own personal little experience of working with them, or just to have a track at home that you would never even release, who would that be?
Oh, man. Dang. That's interesting. I mean, I kind of like the whole R&B thing. You know, R&B hip-hop thing, I kind of mix in with my mans and them L's in the flesh. So if I'm going to do, I kind of like to do something like that. And if I'm going to do it, I wouldn't mind doing it with a John Legend.
I'd have to say
a John Legend.
That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening. All right, man, you're doing an award show, man. You got two people you can thank, man, for, you know, being here and for everything that's happened in your life at this stage, right now. Not later on, but, like, right now at this stage in your life, who would those two people be?
You just going to give me two?
That's it, two. You know, and I really don't – I don't give you one, but, people want to thank God, so – You know, I gotta thank God.
It would just be asinine not to. And I mean, but you just gonna give me two. I mean, I'm about to get married. I got a mama. You just gonna give me two. But I have to thank God. And man, that's a tough second one. You know what I'm saying? Because there's been a few people really instrumental in this transformation and this movement. At this present moment, I'd have to thank my woman, my fiance, you know, for all that she has to put up with and deal with, you know, the late nights and all that good stuff. So, and also helping me, you know, power the dream and, you know, doing what she do. So, at the present moment, those would be the two, man. God and my girl.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, go and tell the people how they can find you, where they can find you, where you going to be at. You got any shows coming up? You know what I'm saying? Promote your movement, man. Let us know what's going to be happening with Ray Keller.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Again, you know, got the album that I'm working on, The Rise of Ray Keller. You guys can find me. Obviously, I'm on Twitter, Facebook page, Ray Keller. But if you just want to get to all those places in one, you can just go to DSRcrew.com. Again, that's DSRcrew.com. We got all the label tags up there, all the site tags up there. You can just click on one. It'll take you to iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Facebook, all that good stuff. You can also check out the other artists on there. Our super producer, L's in the Flesh, he got a beat page up there. He's got his own personal page, Miss Jayla, our vocalist, who we're about to release one of her songs here in the next couple of days. We also working with my man, DJ Michael Disciple, so we got some shows coming up out here in Santa Rosa, Florida, down at Pandora's in Graydon Beach with the DJ. We also be out at Crab Islands out in Destin, Florida with the DJ, as well as still working on our own getting our shows together. You know, we got a sponsorship coming up as well with a brand new drink from my main man, Ricky, 850 Chase. So you can check out Chase at chase.co. That's chase.co. You know, get that smooth southern rum. My man Ricky, real good dude. So, yeah, we got a sponsorship going on with that and my DJ, DJ Michael Disciple. So, yeah, man, but if you get over to that website, you know, dsrcrew.com, you can link to us everywhere.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. It's been a pleasure, man. You know, your interview was really informative, man. And thank you for blessing us with your presence, man. You know, and don't be no stranger, man. Come on back, man.
Oh,
bring some of your artists over here, man. You know, and
I'll be back. I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Giving me a time and, you know, a little time to talk about the movement and, you know, get the word out there about what we got going on over here. You know, it's all about the exposure, you know. And, you know, just, I appreciate y'all giving me the platform.
That's what's up, man. So, no, don't be no stranger. Like I said, man, we're going to jump into this Made It.
Yes, sir.
Great killer, man. And
we're
going to come on back.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, man, shout out. Are we playing?
Been a long, hard journey to get where I come. Yeah, I made my mistakes, Lord knows I was dumb. Yet through every situation, after every single failure, I up my dedication, let me be the first to tell you. I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah, I made it happen. I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah, I made
when
it.
When I first got going, it was me and money flowing. Paper boys to the fullest, had a fan base growing. Had everybody knowing us, showing respect. We was in it big and diddy, look what happened to that. Every day you lose a day, and it's all that I'ma say up on the subject. On seven scores in public, the B is some above it. Evolution is a mug, had to put away the cushion. Use the music like a drug, couldn't find me in the club. Was absent from the pub, just at the crib writing till my pencil was a nub. It's DR to the dub, alias Ray Keller. L's on the beat, Mr. Ain't Nobody Better. I'm hotter than the weather, south of the equator. And you can have that block, man, I'll see you later. I'm on to something greater, my vision out your reach. Catch me in the FLA, sipping sake on the beach. You dig? It's been a long, hard journey to get where I come. Yeah, I made my mistakes, Lord knows I was dumb. Yet through every situation, after every single failure, I up my dedication, let me be the first to tell you.
I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah, I made it happen. I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah, I made it.
First day that I made it, been long overdated. Mama gone, papa gone, now I'm on towards greatness. Keeping haters out my business, but that could be my downfall. You ain't bout your paper, and I can't be around y'all. Let me open up your vision, this all we on deck. Standing with pride, I'm a man owning my respect. Them bumpy roads will make you strong just like a test. But I'm screaming, I made it, right to success. Ray gave me the key, Jaco kicking the dough. Street screaming BP, that means we bound to blow. I'm thanking God first, no hesitation. For giving me a gift, I stay creating. Don't be mistaken, my team go hard. They try to knock us down, but we just raise a bar. Yeah, this for the love, this for the hate. I'm cutting through the grass, eliminating you snakes.
It's been a long, hard journey to get where I come. Yeah, I made my mistakes, Lord knows I was dumb. Yet through every situation, after every single failure, I up my dedication, let me be the first to tell you.
I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah, I made it happen. I made it, 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 I made it. Yeah, I made it happen.
It's crazy, the things that I've been through. Crazy looking back on all the BS that I went through. Like being
left a bastard child, just to grow to come to know my dad's a pastor. How? In my mind, I'm seeing that it's making me Ezekiel, reincarnated for my people. Glory to my father, him without an equal. Help me elevate my mind, now I'm thinking real lethal. Figure how to spread my wings and soar like an eagle. So even after death, I live on like a beetle. Dream seeker, reckless every song like a needle. Sharpen on point, we define as Don Cheadle. L's in the flesh, production be the best. And when it come to lyrics, don't expect none less. Shout out to the team, DS all the dream. The blueprint on how to wash dirty money clean. Nah, I mean.
For the roaches and roaches, the whole room was silent, but I must be older. Like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But the ladies looking jaded and they're yawning. So I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I hit focus towards the low sis who knows this. Then I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about a dude. Then I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With that contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, what?
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in the thick of vala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the finada, that's the Kuna Matata. Yup, and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great impatiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause you came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should sight. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we kick up all night, and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, save it this and that, because honestly I could care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, what? Nothing but sound, and looking around, all right. You gonna get down, I'm gonna get down, we gonna get down tonight. Let's get to wobbling, cause I see your feet waddling, and I see others wandering, pondering with non-stop hollering, and I don't care about your background, but I want you to turn your background and show me what you got. Get ready, we about to set it off. Hey baby, baby, what's your name?
Callers on the line from 850 area code. They probably are for Ray Kale. Do you want me to bring them in here now?
Yeah, you can bring them in.
Hey, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. How are you all?
You doing all right. You wanted to come into the, you wanted to say something or ask a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I love Dream Seekers music. Ray Keller, I love the music that you always put out. And I'm your biggest fan.
God damn.
That's what's up.
That's what's happening. Is Ray Keller still in the room?
No, his interview is over with. But, you know, you still can shout him out on the air if you want to. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? We'll bring him on and shout him out. Yeah.
We got Ray Kales in here. We got Ray Kales in here with us.
I didn't go anywhere. I just walked out. I just heard my name. The interview over. I appreciate that shout out, though, boo.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. I know the interview over, but I'm still here listening.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate that.
I'm still connected. People talking about they want to call in. I took them the interview over.
No, but I'm saying they still can call in. I mean, if they want
to
shout you out, I still bring them into the studio, let them shout you out or what have you, man. Don't worry about that. We got you.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate that, Drew.
All right. Yeah. So how it go. So, I'm back, and, got a few things on my mind, as always, you know what I'm saying? The guy, hey, we're engaged in conversation with people on Twitter, Facebook, what have you, and, you know, a lot of different conversations come up. You know, I was talking to a friend, and we got into a discussion about what a soulmate is. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I was younger, you know, I like a lot of people believe that, you know, a soulmate was that one person. So I made up a whole scenario of what that was about. Like before we take on flesh, we exist in masculine, feminine entity, some type of spiritual form on a higher plane. And when we're born into this world and take on flesh, you know, we're separated. You know, the masculine goes into the masculine form and the feminine goes into a female form, and we spend our lives seeking each other out, you know, stumbling across other relationships, passing each other on the streets without knowing each other until we find each other. But as I got older, having, you know, had people in my life who I loved dearly, having people in my life who I loved and passed away, I had to reevaluate my thought system on that. And what I come to is this, it's like there are different levels of energy in the world. I don't want to call them like high, low, and medium because that implies something less. I'll just say they're different. There's A negative, A energy, B energy, C energy, etc. And you find somebody on your level, somebody with the same energy. This creates an attraction that's beyond what normal attraction is with people. And you find that things that will be deal breakers or serious problems with most people are not as big a problem with these people. You find that the ability to communicate, to resolve simple things, to be able to get past and move forward with a lot of different things going on exist. And so I believe that we could have many different soulmates, you know, maybe not at all at the same time, but I mean, you know, there are many people who happen to be our soulmates out there. You know, love is love. You know, love got a lot of different faces and a lot of different definitions and a lot of different levels. So, you know, don't allow yourself to be trapped into a specific perfect person, because I don't think a soulmate is perfect. I think they're a person that makes us better. Now, with that said, I'm going to move on to the next part of this conversation, which is, you know, in keeping with that topic, which is stop creating all of the things that you make negative. Stop having so many likes and dislikes. Stop having so many what you won't go for, what I'm not into's. Because the reality of that is this: you creating boundaries, you putting up walls, and creating obstacles to your own happiness. When you find yourself believing that if a person does this or they're into that, that that makes them a bad person. You talk about what you won't accept and what you're not going to do. And you get your pride and your principles confused. You're blocking your own road to happiness. So don't say, I'd never date a dude without a job. Or, you know, I would never be with a female who. You know, it's funny. We have all these things that we make up, to, and they're all superficial. Which leads us to always saying, ain't no good women out there. Ain't no good men out there. And it's like we haven't even sat down and decided in a conscious fashion what good is. You know, principle standards. You know, people say, oh, man, you throw pretty around, but you don't say beautiful a lot. No, because beautiful is something that's on a much deeper level with me. You know, beauty is being pretty. Beauty is intelligence. It's knowledge, and I don't mean pretty in the regular sense of like, oh, she looks nice. I mean pretty as far as like physically and, you know, personality-wise. But that just gets you pretty. Beautiful requires like that drive. It requires a sense of humor. It requires the desire to continually challenge yourself, your compatibility with me as a human being, not necessarily as a girlfriend or a woman or anything on that level, but even on a friendship level, on a business level. So I'm saying, man, sit down and reevaluate your life today and decide what's really important to you. Now, you know, kind of been, you know, shackling myself over here with the type of things that I talk about on the show, because everybody knows me for being kind of a freaky, nasty talking type of cat. And I've been trying to limit that and like let people know that I'm about a lot more than that. But you know, the people want what they want. And you know, the people love hearing the guy that will talk about sex. So, this is for all of my friends out there, man, who hit me up on Facebook with this question and who have told me that they would never do it. To all of you brothers out there, and when I say brothers, I mean men, not just black men. You find a lady and you decide that you want to try anal sex. Understand this, first and foremost. If you can't sit at a light without honking your horn and banging, anal sex is not for you. If you can't stand in a grocery store line that has more than 10 items, anal sex is not for you to be trying. Because first and foremost, the first thing required is patience. Patience is what allows you to make her comfortable. A connection is required to cause her to relax. And then as the song say, man, you know, don't rush. Don't rush. Not a worry. Take your time. You know, kiss her on her neck. You know, rub on her pretty down there. You know, ease the head in, man. Get some stimulation going. Play with it first. You know, foreplay don't change because she's facing the other way. Do all those things that are designed to get her hot. You know, get her excited. You know, despite what you think, man, you know, the anus gets stimulated as well. You know, play with it a little bit. Then ease your head in first and pause. You know. Seen the movies, y'all play them video games, man. When you kick the door into the room, you stop there, you jump against the wall and you look around. You ease into another room and you stop and you look around. You know, then you wait. You wait on your partner, your teammate to get into the room with you. And that's what's happening, man. You got to wait for her to get loosened up. Talk to her. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop. Yeah. Look, we're going to get clowned. Anyway, like I said, man, don't stop. You know, let her decide that she's feeling it too. You know, she'll move. She'll tell you, listen to her, talk to her, pay attention to her body. It'll tell you what to do. Ease on in a little further. You know, take your time. It's not no rush, man. You know, it can be a great experience or it can be a horrible experience. I say this to say, man, that it's a beautiful thing. If it's what you're into, it's a very, very beautiful thing. It's a wonderful experience to be shared mutually by two people. It's not about you getting yours. It's about her enjoying the experience so that she'll be willing to try it again. I'm talking about this not because I feel the need to discuss anal sex, but because I am at a point where I'm tired of all of you dudes, man, who really not into that, ruining this beautiful experience for the ladies. So, like I said, if you don't have the ability to even sit at a traffic light or stand in a store line in which they will let you check out more than 10 items, then this is not for you. So stop jumping on the bandwagon of all these newly established popular sexual things, because you ruin it for people. You know, don't be trying to smack people and jerk and pull hair and all that. Man, a woman got a weave in. It's an art to pulling hair with a weave. You know, stop trying to be so copycatish. That's not you. That's not you. Shout out to all the fellas, man, who take their time, man. Shout out to all the ladies who down for the freaky sneaky. You know, but we're going to come back with some music, man, and, you know, we're going to talk about a few other things. I got a whole lot on my mind tonight. So let my DJ pick something. You know, they done already blowed the horn on me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm quite sure. No, they might not agree with you 100%, but that's how it go. We're going to get into some music, and we're going to come on back.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
It's camouflage.
Hold on, man. I'm a flag.
Extraordinary Indiana.
What I give to the Young Shot Group. Let's go.
Nobody you. Tell me where for the enemies for carry me. They carry me the same. If not you, we send down the rain. Enemies fall, they for take my joy away. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to, what I get to.
Attention, stand at ease. Move to the left and move to the right. Let's celebrate, let you be lit. What I get to, I'm making my dough. Making all the vex, stay with the stress. One and we're all, you pay, you fair. Oh yeah, now Baba got it too much. Now you bless me, now me, I don't touch. So enemies, look wait for me. Baby, make you walk and for me. Extraordinary Indiana, the beat. I thank God, man, what I get to.
It's only you, send me where for the enemies for carry me, they carry me the pain. If not you, we send down the rain. Enemies for, they for take my joy away. What I get to, extraordinary Indiana. What I get to, what I get to,
yeah. I cannot stop me, I'm balling. They can land for me, now boost somebody. Cause God Almighty, we be my papa, no darling. No wonder, 24/7 upgrading, upgrading. They cannot weigh me down, they no be trying. If they gather for me, not fire, we go
to
the sky. Tell me where for they. Enemies for carry me, they carry me the same. If no be you, we send down the rain. Enemies for, they for take my joy away. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to.
What I get to, the young shot grew up and I walk into church any day. The choir here, I'm on yambo. Go ask about me, I'm evil boy. I know the door, it's all about choice. I'm so on point. Military music and me. Aren't
you ready? Tell me where for the enemies for carry me, they carry me the same. Ready? We send down the rain. Enemies for. They for take my joy away. What I get to, what I get to, what I get to, what I get to.
Yes, so,
boy camouflage. Extraordinary Diana. Yeah, when I jank Timmin, baby, now we do it. And where are man? What are you doing? The young shot do it, man.
Exclusive measures on the DVD.com.
All right, we're back with explicit content. It's your host, the God, Hey Roo. Let me check this board, man, and see if we got any callers. I'll bring them on in, see if they got some questions. I want to shout somebody out or something. Hey, caller, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
I was just going to give a shout out to... Oh, nothing much. I'm just going to give a shout out to Dream Seeker and the song Found a New Love.
That's what's up.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name? Kayla.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. You know, so we just had Ray Keller on this show. You know what I'm saying? Did a great interview, making some good music. So we appreciate you calling in. I'm quite sure he'll appreciate the support.
Great music.
That's what's up. You want to shout out your Twitter or something before you go? All right, well, thanks for calling. Yeah, so we back, and, you know, I did a little round table with a couple of fellas, you know, from Blog Talk, Jerry Dobie from the Hype Magazine, the Ruler T from the Live by Terrence Show, the Slade from the Hour Show, and let's not forget Jit Chronicles from Grindhard Radio. And we discussed, you know what I'm saying, the changes, the problems that are going on with young black boys in our community, as well as some possible solutions. And spend a lot of time discussing what's wrong. We spend more time discussing what can be done to better the situation. You know, at the same time, it's like it's important that we understand that, you know, sisters need to be uplifted and raised up as well. So I'm going to have a discussion soon with my partner in this radio revolution that is Tweety Bird Central, and discuss having a forum to discuss the same thing with regards to young black women, because if you raise a man and teach him, he will provide and take care of his family. But if you teach and educate a woman, you are teaching somebody who will eventually teach and upraise the whole community. So it's important that it be paid attention to the fact that, you know, there's a lot of sisters being lost through the cracks because their belief in what love and success is about. So we have to do something in order to strive to try to change that, to let them know that, you know what I'm saying, a man is not what defines you. A Prada bag doesn't define you. A new pair of shoes, an iPhone, a car doesn't define you. You know, so that they can understand and teach these things to their daughters. Because we struggling. We fighting a battle now against an electronic machine that has become the internet and social media that is out of control. You know, people are taking advices from communities online that aren't even real communities. I guess in a sense of what today's society is like, they may be even more real than the community outside the door of the house. Because we're emulating people who may or may not be Johnny Chong from China, who may actually be Leroy Johnson from, you know, Lickett Spit, Arkansas, or someplace like that. You know, we never know who these people really are, what their true intentions are, but these are the people who are defining what we view as being successful when they are promoting items and objects. You know, we don't know whether one of our Twitter followers is actually some promotional person from AT&T or from, you know, Apple or whatever new place is trying to sell something, Dell or what have you, Nike. You know, I mean, it's like know a lot of people like J's, man, but sometimes it seems like some of those, I like the new J's tweets get to coming too fast, too back-to-back in a row, and we tweeted too many times. So, I mean, we're going to have to reach out, try to communicate with everybody, man, because we all important. Man and woman were put together for a reason. So we see things exactly the same, but in different ways. So we work best when we work together. So, I mean, man does what he does, woman do what she do. And when you put those things together, something wonderful happens. So a lot is changing in our society nowadays. You know, the roles are changing slightly. You know, women are finding themselves playing more masculine roles, which for whatever reason has caused a lot of men to take on more feminine attitude. Not necessarily a good thing. But you're going to have to try to reach out, make some changes. So, you know, stay tuned. We're going to be discussing. I'll keep y'all abreast on that. You know, I'm surprising a few people because that's something that I come with on the fly. It kind of crossed my mind as the show was going on. Any event, we're going to jump into some more music and come on back. Put our little final thoughts together and get on up out of here, man. Here's some of that Tweety B music.
Yeah. There's something special about this special girl. I just don't know what it is. I think I found a new love. When I call, I gotta reach her. If I don't, I have a sleepless night. I hope she picked up her receiver. Cause when I hear her voice, I feel alright. Something real about our connection, and I think I found love. But is it true? I wonder if she misses me. When I'm on the road or out at work, before I leave she always kisses me. Looks in my eyes and says I love you first. My heart is full of the affection, and I think I found love. But is it true?
The top of my game, we're bumping into a queen. Never used to be the type to want to tighten a knot. But ever since I met you, I've been enlightened a lot. I like your style, your personality, and all your taste. Never seen such a beauty, can't recall a face. Hell on, no worry, sunshine, snow flurry. You the best of the bunch. Need a ring in a hurry, no rush. So still need much more evidence. You ain't in it just to give me for my dead president. Even though you haven't said the game got rules. If Papa taught me anything, it's snooze and you lose. So carefully you choose, I don't wanna be a fool. And when I get a wife, they ain't some I wanna lose. Plus it's some I gotta prove to myself that I could be a one woman man, not the wealth. Come on.
Love, 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 love,
me a more.
In here, explicit content. Listening online, feel free to call in at 646-200-3860 and join in the conversation. So, there's a lot been going on in the world the last couple of days, man. People been going crazy. Crazy man walked up into a Walmart with the swing and a crowbar hitting people upside the head, people pushing people into traffic, all kind of nonsense and madness going on, man. Need more positive energy circulating and floating around. You know what I'm saying? And on a quick, brief update, you know, the cat that wanted to, thought it was so funny to release that tape of Solange taking off on Jay-Z just lost his job, so... You know, salute to the hotel people for letting them know, man, that you know what I'm saying. Our business is our business. Now, gonna have some new things happening over here on Tweety B Central soon. So we want y'all to stay tuned and stay posted. You know, we got a few surprises we're putting together for y'all, man. So y'all have to make sure that y'all stay tuned at all times to Manic Monday, 8 to 10 Eastern time. Make sure you lock it in over here on explicit content, 8 to 10 Eastern Time Thursday and 12 noon Eastern Time Friday for Grown Folks Business. Y'all make sure y'all follow the team. TweetyBird334, that's Bird with the Y over on Twitter. You know, at CountryBoyDHam. It's KUNTRYBOYY underscore DHAM. And the Heru Kuti Reborn, yours truly, that's HERKHUTIREBORN. And follow the station. That's Tweety Bird Central. TWEETYBYRDCENTR. We try to raise some money so we can free Al, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to get things better. You know, I guess we didn't have our money right or something, man. Twitter wouldn't let us put the AL on there, but Yeah, you know, that's us. In any event, man, we're going to get ready to get up out of here a little early tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a great show. We appreciate Ray Keller, all his fans for calling in, supporting our brother, man. Y'all stay tuned. Join us next week on Explicit Content. Your host, yours truly, the guy, Hey Roo. And in keeping with, you know, our promotion and support of independent artists, man, I want y'all to go over there and check out X at X underscore Phase. That's P-H-A-Z-E. Got some hot music, man. He's been supporting the show and submitting music since pretty much day one. So y'all go check him out, man. You know, and we up out of here.
Can get set up, I can feel my dreams. Living in a world where it's not for the seas. Say we say good assistance.
My head is too big, I'm never overlooked. I keep my body still, cause the world is shook. Turn the music up, and turn the hating down. I'm boiling to the top, I'm feeling hellbound. Who you trying to tame? Glory is a aim. Written on my name, never die in vain. It's insane, not the same. We are chained in a world that is pain. Use your brain or remain in a state that is lame. Yeah, I dropped out of varsity, cause the money and the fame kept on calling me. Schooled in poverty, I'm graduating luxury. I'm dreaming wide awake, my dreams are reality.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
If you ignore me, I'll ignore your silence. Adding money and the hate as a finance. I'm defiant, the heart of a giant. Choose one, be silent or violent. Get your money up, I'm never giving up. Always tempting luck, hitting on myself. Mirror looking like I'm starstruck. Hunting every buck, what is really up? Keep your chin up and put your ones up. Bang, my mind is my rifle. Steve Beaker resurrected as an idol. Life's full of leprechauns, people come short. Righteous, Africa's greatest export.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
God draws pictures, the devil photoshop. I frame bold pictures on my face, eavesdrop. On how we end up doing, I blow my own bubble before I start chewing. I'm not afraid to bleed like Brother Malcolm X. Extraordinary answer, are you welcome? Watch Vato circle in when they claim you're dead. While Biggie is alive and Pac is not dead. Burn haters up and call it a smoke screen. I'm a black boy, mind state Robert Greene. Yeah, a truly great metaphoric team. A Durban boy going places that I rarely see.
Every day like I'm never gonna die. Yeah. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
When I step in, everybody bow. See, I lead the crowd, so everybody bow. Keep them busy on the flow. Heat it up for show. Spinning all the slow. You snitches better know. Hala, I got a lot of Prada Sala. It's Pauna Saga Antoana. Working on the red, now I'm heading for a dollar. Quinto señal, infana or saquad. That I'm your bank. I'm all about that cash. Don't you wish it were a prank? How I just splash your supersonic speaker. Make me your leader, I'm here to mislead you. Make you forget Justin Bieber.
Songs I can give to the pockets and the dreams. Living in a world where it's not for the
seas.
We sick of the system.
We sick of the system.
We sick of the system.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. Gotta get it right, yeah, gotta get it right.
Game over.